Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
I get to see this guy walking into the school. This is such an inspirational story. And I'm wondering if anybody else has one for themselves where you kind of started from the bottom. You started from the ground up, the entry-level position, and like now you're running stuff. Those are awesome stories. For example, this guy is a man. He started as custodian in Denver school system. That's what he was doing. And he ended up becoming the principal.
Ooh.
Michael Atkins says his road has been tough at times throughout his life. When he was in elementary school, he formed a relationship with a second grade teacher who encouraged him, hey, why don't you do more? You can do more. In middle school, though, times got tough. At 21, he became a custodian for the Denver schools and says he took pride in every single room and space that he cleaned. It was shortly after that that he ran into that old second grade teacher that I mentioned earlier. She helped him get into a classroom to become a teacher. He worked his way up through the ranks and is now starting his job as a principal at the elementary school in the neighborhood where he grew up. How cool is that?
I absolutely love this story. And if you don't, you're un-American, because this is the epitome of the American dream. You start, no matter how bad your circumstances are, you can do anything. You can achieve anything in this great country. Like, I just love that.
833-JOE-ALEX. If you've got any kind of a story that you could share with us, we would love to hear that. It reminds me of my dad, like who passed away now, but like back in the day, my dad did all kinds of odd jobs. He worked construction for a long time, like under the table. So even to my dad's dying day, he was getting his wages garnished. So he actually had to get a real legit job. And he was friends with the people in Michigan. There's a company called Guardian Alarm, but it's the same thing as Brinks. It's a home alarm system kind of a company.
Yeah.
But it's more regional to like the Michigan area. But he started out there. They're like, yeah, Jim, we'll give you a job. And he had to be the installer. So he's the guy climbing up in your attic, all insulation. It's hot and sweaty and gross. And he's running the wires and the cables and just installing things. The person that comes to your house to do all that. And over the course of 2 years, he learned everything about all the products he was installing, and he became a salesman. And within like 3 to 5 years, he went from installing stuff to being their top salesman, like back to back years.
That's
for the
awesome.
Company, which was just incredible. And he won awards, and I think he really found his passion and his drive. He wasn't the CEO of the company, but talk about going from crawling around on your hands and knees to actually going there and you're the best salesman, like you're running that stuff and you're actually making the best money you ever made in your life.
Right.
I love those stories. Live the Web Girl, what did you want to say?
There was actually someone that worked at the college I went to, and she worked in the cafeteria in the Chick-fil-A line, and everyone loved her so much, and she was just always so happy, and she called all of us her sweet babies, and she would ask us how school was going. And I remember like one day she would see hundreds and hundreds of kids a day, and I remember one day I was like, oh, I have a final, I'm really, really nervous about it tomorrow. And she's like, oh, baby, you'll do fine. And then I saw her the next week, and she was like, how was your final? How did you do? Like, did you study okay? Like, she was just so sweet and cared about everyone so, so, so much. And then, like, she just went viral kind of around campus, and the campus realized how much she meant to everyone and how much she actually cared to the students that they actually put her on staff of, like, the admissions office.
Wow.
To, like, actually work, like, hand-in-hand with students.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That is kind of cool. I'm glad they recognized her and know what her value and talent was. That's good stuff. If you have anything, let us know. 833-JOE-ALEX.